Beat breakfast. Wake up to delicious coffee from McDonald's. Daily from 7 a.m.
Let's get to this.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Let me read out this email that came in yesterday. It says, "Hi Beat, I'm kind of morto even writing this dilemma, but here goes. I work in an office of around 20 people. Everyone gets on, but as far as I know, no one fancies anyone else.
Okay.
But there's one guy here and we've been friendly, but I wouldn't have fancied him that much. Physically, he's just not my type and I never thought we had much in common. Mm-hmm. However, about 2 weeks ago, I had a dream about him.
Oh.
One of those dreams.
Oh.
And I swear it was the best I've had in ages. I thought I'd forget about it and just move on. But the next day in work, I met him in the canteen and I just died.
What?
I was like a teenage girl talking to him. My heart was racing and I went bright red. I'd say he must have thought there was something wrong with me. I can't stop thinking about him now, and whenever I see him in work, I get the flutters. Lads, I'm mad about him. It'd be kind of awkward to ask him out on a date, but the Christmas party is coming up,
oh,
and
wow.
Lads, I have been single for a while. He's single as well. You'll have to give me a reason not to hop on him at the party. I need to get this out of my system. I'm just worried about the awkwardness afterwards. Would it be worth the risk?
Oh.
Thanks, lads." I understand what she's saying. I've had those kind of dreams about somebody I would have never have thought about before and woken up going, "Do I fancy them? I don't know."
But you'd snap out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I generally do snap out of it quick enough.
Well, she thought she would as well, but she hasn't snapped out of it.
It's a full-blown fantasy. I think what's happening here, he's the only single lad in work, you're the only single girl, so you're naturally gravitating towards each other, not because you necessarily fancy him that much, but it's a cabin fever's type situation. You know what I mean? Like when there's the only person around, you're like,
"Yeah, but there's nothing to suggest they're the only two single people in this office.
They're just fancy. They're single."
I just don't think you should do it just based on a dream.
Why not?
She fancies him. She's mad about him.
You didn't fancy him up until that dream. And now after the dream is all you can talk about and think about.
This is a message from above.
It's not a message.
It was implanted into your dream.
Trish, you can't deny your subconscious.
You know what? That dream was so fantastic. There is no way this guy's going to live up
to
whatever happened
there. That is the risk. He's not going to match up to whatever went on in that dream. And we don't want to know what the specifics were.
Hang on a second. What? How do you know if you don't go there?
I don't think you want to try, though. I mean, it's someone you work with and you had no interest in before. And now this almost premonition.
She's
made you want to go there.
She's getting the flutters.
Oh.
A woman's flutters can never send you wrong, surely.
It will.
A woman's
pass,
flutters
girl.
Cannot be denied.
No, you cannot deny the flutters or your subconscious.
Girl, go out on a Saturday night with your girlfriends and meet someone organically. I just don't know if you want to mix business with pleasure based on an erotic dream.
How can you get more organic than working with
the
guy?
She didn't like him up until this dream.
And
she
then he came to her in her dreams.
I'm shocked that you're shutting her down. She didn't. She knew she got on with him. She was friendly with him.
She said she never even looked his way.
Yeah, physically said he wasn't much.
And now all of a sudden the light bulb has gone off. And
Eureka!
She says she's been single for a while.
Yeah, well, that could be a part of it.
You've been single, lovey. Times are tough out there. You know, you
it's
can
a battleground.
See cobwebs.
Cobwebs? Oh my God.
I mean, there is bales of hay rolling past your line of sight right now. Anything will do. You're like, "Oh my gosh, that's him.
Yeah.
I want him."
Okay.
But she doesn't.
This is a Christmas party.
This is as straightforward as it gets for a dilemma. Should she hop on him at the Christmas party?
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890 715 102 or text 085 1029 103.
Love to hear your thoughts. 085 102 9103. Here's Katy Perry at Beat. Katy Perry and I Kissed a Girl at Beat 102, 103. Just a quick reminder, by the way, if you are a Katy Perry yourself and talented some way musically, the search is on for the best busker in the southeast. It's the Beat Busk Off with Yule Fest Kilkenny. We're kicking off the talent search this weekend in Kilkenny and there's €1,000 up for grabs. Get your name down right now. Details and application form at beat102103.com. And if you know anyone who's really talented in that sense, let them know about this. Huge reaction on the dilemma. A lot of people thinking she should go for this. We're going to get your thoughts next.
Beat breakfast. Get your taste buds moving with McDonald's sausage and egg McMuffins. Daily from 7 a.m.
The Beat Breakfast Daily Dilemma.
Oh, we're having a scream with this dilemma this morning. Girl in touch with us. She worked with a guy for ages. No feelings towards him, but she had a dream. and he came to her in a dream, and it was one of those dreams, and everything changed when she woke up. Everything. She's had the flutters about him now, and she's thinking, with the Christmas party coming up, she can't get him out of her head. She may as well have a go at it. So we're getting a lot of reaction on this. I'll read a few of the texts to start with. It says, Seamus says, I didn't fancy my girlfriend too much before we hooked up 4 years on. I'd be lost without her. Go for it. Happiness sometimes comes from the unknown. Course she should. Girl, you only live once. As Katy Perry says, taste his cherry chopstick. Does Katy Perry say that?
I don't know.
If that was intentional, it was genius.
Lads, I felt the exact way, same way with a guy I used to work with. Never really had much interest until one Christmas party 6 years ago, and now we are engaged. Mm. Go for it. Kathy says, I think the dream was telling her not to look at the physical to find her ideal partner, but she has to go into this wide awake. He may not have had a dream about her.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I think she should honestly give it a shot. If it comes to her in a dream, I do think it's a sign, but it's not a bad thing to just give it a shot, and best of luck if she does. Hey, Colin, how are you?
Hi, how's it going?
Not too bad, thanks. What are your thoughts on the dilemma you've been listening?
I just think she's being a bit presumptuous. Who's to say that he's any interest in her?
There is that.
By her going with him at the party, she might embarrass herself, and then it'll be really awkward and work.
Mm-hmm.
It would do, but, you know, he's single, she's single. You know the way Christmas parties are now.
They're both single, but then she's trying to save the embarrassment of work after, so you beforehand.
Yeah, but I think, Colin, to be fair, she doesn't have to throw herself at him. It could be just a case of testing the waters at the Christmas party, you know? Flutter the eyelids, flick the hair, all that kind of stuff.
Jump on him.
As the fella says, tickle his fancy. and see.
You'd be cautious, though, would you?
I would be very cautious, especially at a Christmas party with someone you work with, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, well said, Colin. Have a great morning. Thanks for chatting to us.
All right, no problem.
Well, Laura, how are you?
Hello.
Hey,
how
how's things? Now, you've been listening. Should she hop on him?
Absolutely. Life's too short not to give it a go.
Absolutely. Sure, look, you never know. And at this stage, she seems like she's been single for a while. Why not try it?
Yeah. And I know she didn't fancy him really at the start, but look, you never know what could blossom.
Sometimes you need an old jolt from somewhere, you know, that kind of way.
That's it. Cheer from the gods or something.
Yeah.
Is the Christmas party the right or even the perfect place to do it?
Well, maybe not. But look, you can do it discreetly. Just be a nice lady about it.
Mm.
Blame the free bar kind of thing, is it?
She needs to.
But I can't see the harm in it. Just, I know, like, the Christmas parties and everything, they can be awkward if something happens.
Mm.
But I absolutely think life's too short if you don't try.
Fair play, Laura. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Beat breakfast. Wake up to delicious coffee from McDonald's. Daily from 7 a.m.